from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Got a text a few minutes ago on the text line that I adore. Texter said, Rob Brown has hit the Rob Brown bull. I'm speaking in the third person as Rob Brown on the Rob Brown Show. Quotient that bull. Wonderful text. Wonderful text. Rob Brown appreciates that text about Rob Brown here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. I am. And this is true. Rob Brown, on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. He is the wizard of wave, the professor of perfection, the sultan of sound. We call him the variable. The great one, Lonzo, is here. Your three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. Which, by the way, you can be a part of right now. By jumping on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. You can also shoot us a text at 71307. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the show this lovely Thursday morning. I would also like to inform you, not that you don't already know this, because you, if you are listening to this show, of course, no ball and are not a casual. It is Carolina Panther game day, dudes and dudettes. Preseason game numero uno is this evening at 7 p.m. when the Panthers are on the road at Gillette to take on the Bill Belichick-less New England Patriots. Gerard Dukes Mayo taking over as the HC for the Pats. He'll get his first chop at it this evening when he hosts not Bryce Young. No BY going tonight, according to Dave Canales. Instead, you will get Jack Plummer as your starting QB because Andy Dalton is down and out with a quad injury. Jack Plummer, Jake Luton will get the backup role and arguably the majority of the snaps in the second half. We are waiting for the rest of the Panthers' injury and depth chart to drop to see what tonight is going to look like. We will get some thoughts on that from Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, coming up at 8:40. Rashad sent me a text a little while ago saying that he is good to go today, provided the weather doesn't knock his power out between here and there.
All right, so listen, it's worse in North Carolina for sure. They had problems getting people there for AEW last night, which was in North Carolina. I just wanted to look up Jack Plummer's, who he is a little bit. He played for Purdue, so he's a Big Ten guy. Are any of the starting receivers playing?
Again, I don't know yet.
Because if they are, it's going to be difficult for them because Jack Plummer is 6'5".
6'5".
Yeah, so, I mean, where the ball's coming from is going to be totally different. I don't know how tall is Dalton? Dalton's got to be around there, too, though.
Again, Andy Dalton sits like 6'2", 6'3". Let's see, Andy Dalton height. I can Google that. 6'2". Nailed okay. it.
So
the red rifle.
So Jack Plummer is a taller guy. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to see what Jack can do.
Yeah, I concur. I'm intrigued. I'm interested. Again, I think Jack Plummer is competing for the practice squad QB1. But practice squad QB1 gets paid, man. You get paid. You still want a job. So, you know, again, we're going to see what the depth and injury chart looks like. We don't know as of yet, or at least I haven't seen it if they did release it. Game at 7 o'clock tonight. Likely we'll get that sometime this early afternoon. We'll talk to Rashad Beard about his expectations. I will ask you the same, Carolina Panther fans. What are your expectations for this team this evening? And I will ask you the same question as I have asked Clemson fans, as I have asked South Carolina fans. What's your expectation for the season? What is your definition of success? We did have one texter earlier today that said his expectation for success is 500 or better. Well, keeping in mind that you can't be 500 in the NFL's regular season anymore. You can either be 8-9 or 9-8, but let's say 8-9. Is 8-9 fair to place, because they said, as for Bryce, it should be 500 or better. This goes back into the argument I have made for years that win-loss is not a quarterback statistic. It's just not. Win-loss being a quarterback statistic would be like me blaming Lonzo or crediting Lonzo and Lonzo alone for the ratings of the radio station. That's not how this works. Is he a massive part of it? Absolutely. Is he arguably the single most influential person on it? Maybe so. But to say that he should eat all of the blame or receive all of the credit for the ratings going to the moon for the fan upstate would be entirely unfair. Unfair to him to saddle him with all of the blame, and unfair to everybody else for giving him all of the credit. Is it a stat that you can connect to the quarterback? Yeah, for sure. Obviously. The most influential on that statistic is Lonzo, the quarterback of the fan upstate. But if we get our ratings book next month and the ratings suck, they won't. They never do. But if we get our ratings book next week and the ratings have fallen off, is it right for the boss man to call Zoe down and go, "Hey, dude, this is all your fault and I expect you to fix it"? No. Could he go, "I expect you to perform better"? Also, no, because Lonzo can't perform better. He performs at peak efficiency. But he can only work with the tools that he is given to utilize. However, if the ratings book comes out next month and our ratings are through the roof and we are the number one sports talk station in all of America, is it fair for the boss man to call everybody else down there and go, "Congrats to you all for working with Lonzo. Look what he accomplished"? No, that's not fair either, because he might be the most influential, but he's not the only one that had a direct result on those numbers. So just like I wouldn't expect him to accept being saddled with the blame if the station tanks, because of his grace and humility, which he has in buckets, I would also expect him to say, "I appreciate the accolades, boss, but I can't take all of the credit for myself. I'm not the only one who's a part of this." That is the definition of too much blame and too much credit being placed on quarterbacks for the results of a team.
You've described my entire career, and I'm worried I'm getting a text because you keep saying, if we tank, if we just like, don't do that. Stop it.
I said if we tank or if we go to the moon, which we very well could and might and probably have and should.
Dude, we just won an award last week, okay? I mean, give us a little credit.
We just won our third award last week. If anybody downstairs is listening and would like to come up and pat us on the back, we accept.
As we continue to mirror the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, who else, right? Who else? You know what it is, Zoe. It's that people just keep disrespecting us.
They did the 1 year when we weren't nominated. And then look what happened, two in a row.
And I'm
just
sick
like
of it.
Just like the Kansas City Chiefs, two in a row.
And I'm sick of it at this point. That's why we keep going and getting Moss, man. Getting Moss. All right. So, asked earlier, what is the definition of success for the Carolina Panthers this year? Next text came in and said, Rob, my definition of success this season is, in all caps, more than two wins, which is what all caps means.
Well, three is more than two. You at least want to double the wins.
I would say yes. I would say that is abundantly fair for sure.
Unless, of course, you're really unhappy with your present quarterback and you just decided, you know what, let's just dump the whole season. Wonder if anyone's ever done that for an entire season. I get it near the end of the year, whether I agree with it or not, tanking. But have you ever, has any team ever tanked an entire season?
I can't think anybody would because you never know what's going to happen, right? You never know what's going to go down. So I don't think anybody tanks a whole season. I would say there's a lot of teams that should tank. I am, and just so we're clear, I am pro-tank. I am very pro-tank.
All right, Shane on stream points out the Lions went 0-16. Yeah, but they were trying.
Yeah, they were trying.
They were trying to win.
As a matter of fact, the year that happened, my producer at the time, a cat by the name of Bill Sutterfield, a.k.a. Dollar Dollar Bill, was his honor nickname. I got a history of great nicknames for producers. My then producer, Bill Sutterfield, a.k.a. Dollar Dollar Bill, y'all, was a Lions guy. And I had to stop him from quitting sports talk radio a lot of times. I had to stop him from quitting sports talk radio like a lot of times. I don't think they tanked. I just think they sucked. And that is a problem that a lot of teams are going to have. Again, I saw yesterday an article from a sports talk outfit that is comprised predominantly, if not entirely, of hot take artists. So I shan't name nor credit them for it. An article that was entitled, "No, seriously, this time, the Carolina Panthers will win the division." No. No, they shan't. Okay? Do I think they'll be better? Yes. Do I think that there is a chance? And let me bold and italicize and underline and increase font size on chance. That around week 10, they're in the hunt for the division? Yes. But do not be fooled. My dear, dear friends, they shan't be in the hunt for the division because they've suddenly figured it out. They shall be in the hunt for the division because everybody else in the division also stinks. Okay? I think Atlanta's going to be better. I cannot tell you how much I believe that Desmond Ridder held that team back last year. I think the Falcons behind Kirky are going to be fine. I think the Buccaneers, we talked about this yesterday. I think the Buccaneers take a step backwards this year. What does step backwards mean? 7-10? 6-11? Possibly. Will we say their over-under win total was 8.5? And we both went under. I think they take a step back. 9.5? 7.5?
No, I did. I think I went over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I took the under.
I was like one win more than you.
And I think the New Orleans Saints are going to be trash this year. I don't like it. I don't want them to be. I just think that they are going to be.
Are you still excited for the season, though?
Define excited.
I'm because football's back?
I mean, yeah.
So you're just excited for football overall, but when it comes to your team, you're just like, meh.
I am going to ride until we fall down. Until we slam our own genitalia in the door, as we inevitably will, Dennis Allen. I will ride. You will see me week one on Sunday at a watering hole somewhere adorned in black and gold. And then at some point, probably, I don't know, around halftime of week one, you will see me revert back to New Orleans Saints fan of, well, that's not true. We got Carolina in week one. It might be week two when we go to Dallas and get obliterated by Dak. That I go, all right, that's enough of that. That's enough. I had all the fun I can possibly have. I heard, Honey Badger yesterday said, the league's on notice because we're angry this year. I'm like, yeah, so was my grandpa, but that didn't mean he could beat me in a fight.
That's what a honey badger should say, though.
Yeah. Like, all right, bud, cool. I've seen a lot of dudes get angry in a bar and then get their ass whooped. Being angry doesn't do anything. Are you good? And the answer is no. The answer is just, it's just unequivocally no. So, I don't know. We'll see. What is your definition of success this year, Carolina Panther fans? We will ask that question of Rashad Beard coming up at 8:40 when the host of the Panther Nation podcast joins the show to talk preseason game numero uno this evening. Panthers on the road at Gillette Stadium taking on the New England Patriots. Football is here. So is Lonzo. And me, I'm Rob Brown. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, a couple of things that we are keeping an eye on in tonight's game. And I am very intrigued in seeing all of this play out. Our buddy Shane, P1 Shane, captain in the Armada, Shane says, are you dying? A little bit. A little bit. I mean, we're all dying. That's a thing even Lonzo likes to say. But yeah, Shane, a little bit. Thanks for noticing. I think.
Did you actually think it could blow his nose quietly? I mean, you can't do anything else quietly.
The problem isn't that I've had to do it. It's that it hasn't stopped since Monday.
Just put corks up in there and do the show, dude.
Then I'd be doing Green Day Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, that's amazing.
Don't want to be a Panther quarterback.
All right, that's enough of that. God, I'm an idiot, dude. I'm dumb. All right.
Good shot. That made a promo. I'm just saying. That was some quality stuff.
You better
right
stick
there.
The I'm an idiot on the end so everybody knows that I'm self-aware. Okay?
Well, I already know what music to put behind it and everything.
I pretty much lined the whole thing up for you. Now it's just time for you to go be the Wizard of Wave, man. All right. A couple of things I'm keeping an eye on this evening. One of them, as Lonzo has pointed out multiple times, accurately and succinctly, is what the kickoff is going to look like. I am not just saying what the kickoff should look like, but whomst should be included in that plan. Tell you who I'm interested to see, A, if they get the opportunity, and B, if they get the opportunity, what they do with it. Raheem Blackshear. Does Raheem not kind of feel like a guy you want to see genuinely get some reps returning kickoffs? Very much a yes for me. Very much a yes for me because how he is utilized within the offense. Raheem Blackshear is a dude that you can hand the ball off to tackle, and he's going to run like a little ping pong ball up in there. But he's so utilitarian in the way that he runs, right? Like, you can spring him off the edge. You can flip him a little screen, and he's comfortable with it. In fact, that, I think, is the reason that he got brought to Carolina is his efficiency as a pass catcher and as an off-tackle runner. Is that not kind of what I think we're looking for in a kickoff return guy this year? Like a guy that you can trust to catch the ball, because remember, whether it's caught or not, once the ball is touched by the kick returner, that's when the kickoff return technically starts. So I'm kind of trusting that guy back there as a guy who can catch the ball. But also, I feel like a runner with great field awareness becomes important. On a kickoff return, because the blocks are being set up or already in effect by the time that the returner has received the kick and looks upfield, I think in the new kickoff, you're going to see a lot more guys that are watching those blocks be established after they're already making their full acceleration up the field. And if that is the case, I kind of want a running back with good vision back there. Or a wide receiver with great vision. A guy like Debo becomes infinitely more valuable to your team now. But I think Raheem Blackshear is a guy that I could throw back there and see what happens. And on top of that, this is kind of interesting because keep in mind, you drafted a running back in Jonathan Brooks. Now, Jonathan Brooks is obviously not available for this or any other preseason game. In fact, the belief is right now, at earliest, Jonathan Brooks will likely be available for opening day if you're lucky. I spoke with somebody a couple of days ago that told me that they expect John Brooks, and we'll talk to Rashad about this coming up in the next segment, that told me they expect John Brooks to be available no earlier than week 3 of the regular season, and that is at earliest would be week three of the regular season. Because of the depth at running back, you were talking about Miles Sanders. You were talking about Chuba Hubbard. You were talking about Jonathan Brooks. And you are also talking about Raheem Blackshear, an undrafted veteran running back Mike Boone, Jaden Sheridan, and Dylan Johnson, also on this roster at running back. I think that, especially tonight, especially in game one, week one of the preseason, I think running back might be the position that I am keeping my closest eye on tonight. Because I listen, there's going to be cuts to this roster tomorrow. There's going to be a cut made mentally tonight, but there's going to be a cut announced tomorrow. And I think running back is one of the first spots that happens. Another guy I'm interested in seeing if he gets the nod is the new tight end, Jatavion Sanders. Sanders, a rookie, brought up, will get a fair share of snaps because Tommy Tremble and Ian Thomas are both sidelined. Those are TE1 and TE2. This is going to open the door for Jatavion Sanders. JT Sanders is a guy that I know a lot of Carolina fans, and I know Rashad Beard has mentioned him by name at least once. JT Sanders is a guy that a lot of Panthers fans believe needs to do what Carolina was hoping Hayden Hurst was going to do last year. That is, become BY's BFF in situations where tight ends become very valuable. Red zone short yardage, when defenses start to expand, if the run game's not working. All the spots that tight ends start to become very valuable, that's where this guy has excelled at this point. There are some other names. Felipe Franks is going to be out there. Jacob Hollister just got picked up not too long ago. He's a guy with some veteran experience. I don't know which of them is going to stand out tonight, but somebody's got to. Wide receivers. Interested to see the wide receiver group tonight. Interested to see what dogs will and won't make A, an appearance, and B, an extended appearance. I don't think as important as the new DJ is going to be to this team this year, I don't suspect you're going to get a lot of Deontay Johnson on the field tonight. I think you've got a proven veteran wide receiver. I don't think game number one of the preseason is a spot that you overexert them. Same for Adam Thielen. I think you might get a series or two out of these cats. Let them get some reps, some rhythm down the sideline. The other thing I don't want to do, and this is why wide receivers are very interesting in preseason game one like tonight, I don't want to throw off the timing and the rhythm that these guys would have built so far with Bryce Young by throwing them out there with Jack Plummer. Noticeably not Jake Plummer. I don't want, if they have developed a rhythm and a timing, BY and his new BFFs, I don't want that to be thrown off because Jack Plummer has a different cadence and a different speed and a different release that they've got to time out better. Let the guys you know are going to be wide receiver one, wide receiver two, let those guys stay with the chemistry they've built with QB1 so far. What that does do is open the door for other guys. Xavier Leggett, not going tonight. Obviously, he's dealing with that foot injury. You know who that opens the door for? That opens the door for TMJ. That opens the door for Terrace Marshall Jr. to potentially be a guy who gets some reps that matter. This is, remember, and Dave Canales himself said this.
Still surprised he's on the team, by the way. Anytime his name is mentioned, it's like, oh, is he still there?
If he doesn't have a good preseason, he won't be. You know who said that? Dave Canales said that. So if he doesn't have a good, actually, Anish Schroff said that to us on this station a couple of days ago. If he doesn't have a good preseason, he won't be on week one. That starts tonight. When we come back, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast joins us. We'll talk to him about tonight's preseason matchup and what he expects to see, who he expects to see break out. We'll do that next on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo with you. And it is Thursday, not just any old Thursday. It's game day Thursday. The Carolina Panthers tonight, preseason game numero uno. They are on the road at Gillette Stadium to take on the Bill Belichick-less New England Patriots. Jerome Mayo getting his first crack with the headset on this evening. The same is true for the man in charge of the Carolina Panthers. That is Dave Canales getting his head coaching debut this evening to talk about expectations for that game. We are finally, for the first time in years, joined by the host of the Panther Nation podcast. You can follow them on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, head over to their YouTube page, Panther Nation Podcast. Rashad Beard back in the building. Bit a minute, fella. What's happening?
What's going on, guys? First of all, I do want to apologize for my absence. There's been a lot going on over the summer, so I do apologize for those folks that do anticipate this part of the show. So I apologize.
I mean, me. It's just me.
What you talking about? Those folks, like everyone, is. I'm always excited about Thursday.
It's true.
I don't know.
It's true. Breaking out the Steve Smith jersey. I got a chance to interview Steve on this station last Thursday. We broadcasted live from Panther Nation, from Panther Fan Camp down at Clemson. Got to talk a little bit to Steve Smith about his expectations. We're not going to get to see Xavier Leggett tonight, but we are going to talk about him very briefly, obviously, as we're here in the upstate just down the road from Columbia, South Carolina, where his Gamecocks play. Your thoughts, because one of the things that Steve Smith told me, Rashad, last week was the expectations might be getting placed too high on this young man out of the gate. He pointed out the fact that there's a lot of people who think that the height and the physicality that he played with at the college level are just going to immediately translate to the NFL. That's not how it works. That it was going to take some time for him to learn the intricacies of the game. That actually kind of perked my ears a little bit because that happened at South Carolina too. Like, he was a late bloomer. It really wasn't until his last year that he kind of found his stride a little bit. Do you think Steve's right? Like, are we setting the expectations? Is the excitement about a first-round draft pick guy in Xavier Leggett? Are Panthers fans maybe setting the bar a little too high for this cat early?
I hope they were listening to PNP, because we kind of told you this was going to be the case. We said that it's going to be a slow burn for Leggett. There are several guys in front of him, including Deontay Johnson, who's going to be the true wide receiver one, going to consume a lot of targets, a lot of yards. He's got the tried-and-true veteran Adam Thielen. Jonathan Mingo is having a great camp as well. So there's just not enough footballs to go around for Xavier Leggett. And it does not help that he's, you know, a little banged up. He's nursing that foot injury, which is why we're not going to see him tonight. We knew this was going to happen with Leggett. I kind of called this on the entire class that this is going to be a wait and see. It's going to be a slow burn for this class. And it's okay. The roster has been built as such to where we don't need to rely on our young guys. And that's okay. Let's get these guys developed and ensure they enter the game properly when they're ready. And he's going to have some packages drawn up for him. I've seen it in training camp. He's got had some reverse plays. They're gonna manufacture touches for Leggett to touch the football. However, it won't be every down. You're not going to see him touch the football a lot just because there's not enough footballs to go around. So let's take your time here. The same thing can be said for Jonathan Mingo last year. We don't need these guys to come out there and light it up. Let's just let them slowly develop. So, again, if you haven't been listening, if you've been listening to PNP, you wouldn't be surprised with this at all.
So that is, I think, a philosophy you don't just put on XL. I think you put that on that team, right? I asked our listeners earlier. I'm going to ask you the same thing in a minute, but I'll give you a second to think about it. I think it is important. I did this to Clemson. I did it to the Gamecocks. I'm doing it to the Panthers. I think it's important for people to define success for the year so that at the end of the year, we can objectively say they did or did not meet what I consider success. But while I do that, I am also urging fans of Carolina to use a little restraint when they do that, to use a little bit of patience, because I think the expectation is, well, Dave went to Geno, made him comeback player of the year. He went down to Tampa, got Baker a $100 million contract. Obviously, we're next in line. Obviously, BY is going to come out as a Pro Bowler. Obviously, I saw a news article from a respected sports outlet the other day that said, hear us out, Carolina will win the division this year. And I'm like, man, I think there's a lot of people, and hey, you're sports fans, we know how this works, that are really trying to mash the accelerator on what you and I have both said in agreement. This is a minimum, like a two-year kind of expectation for us. I feel like you take everything you just said about XL, you put it on this football team, and you're still right.
1,000% agree. And if you've been to camp, you would agree with that too. I mean, it hasn't been perfect. Like we've seen some areas where, hey, this offensive line, while we did invest a lot of money to the offensive line, they need time to gel, right? They've got a big week coming up next week when the Jets come into town, and we'll see where we stand truly when we line up across from the Jets. That's a good team. You know, Aaron Rodgers coming to town, all that good stuff. So we don't know. We won't know. We don't know what we have with the Carolina Panthers. And ultimately, what's the sad thing is, and success is measured in wins and losses. So we could talk about Bryce's development and all that good stuff and the small wins. But ultimately, success is measured in wins and losses. So for me, if I'm going to look at this season and call it success, I would say 7 to 8 wins to me is success. I consider that a big win for the Carolina Panthers, considering you're coming off 2 wins last season and you're coming off 5-win season the year prior. 7 to 8 wins is more than enough for, and it should appease Carolina Panthers fans.
Talking to Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, as we do every Thursday at 8:40 here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Talk a little bit about tonight, preseason game number 1 on the road at the Patriots. Dave Canales has told us no Bryce Young in this competition. My working theory, Rashad, I want to make sure everything else is clicking before I throw him out there. I want to make sure the offensive line that we invested in is on the same page. I want to make sure the run game, which I think you utilize to protect Bryce Young, is clicking. I want to make sure everything's good before I throw him back out to the Wolves, because I think if he comes out and gets smoked early, you do start to run the risk of dinging up the confidence if it didn't happen already last year. That's my theory behind why you're not going to see number 9 tonight.
Yeah, man, I see all sides of this, bro. That's the biggest topic right now going on in Panther Nation is, should Bryce Young be playing? Should he not be playing? You know, it's interesting. I've heard all sides of it. You know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're playing their guys for an entire quarter, right? They're the defending Super Bowl champs. People talk about, oh, it's just preseason and you don't have to worry about it. All reps matter, right? And however, I do agree that everything needs to be right for Bryce. You cannot mess his confidence up too early. And the way that offensive line, I think Damian Lewis is a little dinged up. So, you know, you got one of your starting guards not playing. You're probably resting those guys so that they can be ready to go up against the Jets next week. So I see the positives in not playing Bryce Young while things aren't clicking on all cylinders, because I've been at the practices and I've seen that offense. I've seen Jadeveon Clowney destroy our offensive line. I've seen our backups even get some. And again, I know that not our offensive line hasn't been fully complete at every practice. So I don't want to sit up here and say that our number one offensive line is getting destroyed every practice, because that's not the case. Moten has been out several practices. Lewis has been out several practices. Robert Hunt's taking vet days. Corbett's taking vet days as well. So these guys are taking some time off. But what I'm saying is that I agree with what you're saying, that everything needs to be perfect in order for Bryce to get out there. And if it's not, we don't want to mess his confidence up. However, I do want to see him play in preseason games, whether it's week 2 or week 3. I do need to see Bryce Young get out there and get some reps live. It has to happen, in my opinion.
Rashad Beard, Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Talk to me about the wide receiver core. We know no XL this evening. I suspect if you get any Adam Thielen and Deontay, it's going to be very, very little up front. This, to me, feels like an opportunity for the guys we have talked about, the TMJs of the world, to go shine, to go earn a spot on the roster effectively What do you expect? What do you want to see out of the wide receiver room tonight with Jack Plummer tossing the rock?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jack, man. He's been developing a little bit. He's gotten better. I've been at these training camp practices. Some of my initial thoughts on him was that he was holding on to the football way too long. Things were progressing quicker than what he could process. And so he's getting better, though. So we're going to see a lot of Jack Plummer tonight due to the injuries to Andy Dalton. And so it's going to be all him pretty much. I know we got signed Jake Luton, who is familiar with our game. He's been around since last year. So, yeah, a lot of Jack Plummer. And I do want to see these receivers. At the end of the day, we still have a good battle with these wide receivers. The back end between when you talk about Terrace Marshall, Jonathan Mingo, Smith Marset, Devin Tompkins, Jalen Coker, there's a lot of Mike Strong. There's a lot of opportunity for these guys to go out there and make a name for themselves. So absolutely, there's a battle there to be won. And I'm not saying that it's locked up. I don't know how many wide receivers we're going to keep. And I don't know what's going to happen with Terrace Marshall long term. I still think there's a topic of discussion between Dan Morgan and company on whether they're going to keep him or invest in some of this younger talent that we have. But it's an opportunity for these young guys for sure to take advantage of it. So we'll see. I'm excited for it.
A few more minutes with Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. We were talking earlier in the show about, like, what do you watch? I've said, preseason football ain't for casuals, all right? It's not to watch to go, oh, yay, I hope we win. This is where those of us that like to coach from the couch get the opportunity to start making our dissections of the team. I'm interested to see what Jack Plummer does, not necessarily because I think there's some big competition about who the practice squad QB1 is, Jack Plummer or Jake Luton, but more, if Jack Plummer looks comfortable, looks confident, looks decisive in the pocket, then there's a little bit of confidence in me that maybe Dave Canales is that guy you brought him down to be, which is kind of a quarterback whisperer slash head coach. Jack Plummer's performance to me tonight, Rashad, is not just about Jack Plummer and whether he can be the practice squad slash QB3 behind Andy Dalton if you need him. It's about whether or not Dave Canales really can develop a quarterback, because if you can bring a guy along that suddenly looks like he might be quarterback 2 material, that kind of lends some credence to the theory about Dave Canales.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that's very applicable. So I think that it's very interesting. And I've watched Jack. He has developed over the past couple of days, taking on those more reps when Andy Dalton went down. So it is going to be very interesting to see how he performs. When you're watching this preseason game, for me, I mean, I think the defense is going to do their thing. You know, Evero has done a great job with the defense. I do want to see if there's going to be some pass rush, where the extra pass rush is coming from. Clavon Chaisson, DJ Johnson, we got some guys that are banged up. So I would like to see what that defense is going to do. The secondary, we got some depth issues there. We want to see tested. So I want to see that. I want to see some of these the different personnel groupings that we're going to show off from the offense, right? We talked about, and I've seen a lot of the different movement, the pre-snap movement, when it comes to training camp. I want to see some of that. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to see this offense because, again, it's all new to us. This is all new. The scheme, we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to get our first taste of the Dave Canales, Brad Izick scheme. So this is going to be an exciting time. Again, I hope we can stay away from the vanilla word, because I know a lot of Panthers fans are tarnished by that vanilla word. But hopefully we get some Neapolitan ice cream flavored offense, something that we can, get happy about. You know what I mean?
I love it. All right, real quick, last one, then we'll let you go. Rashad, talk to me about the running backs tonight. We talked about them a couple of segments ago. Raheem Blackshear is kind of the guy I'm looking at, right? Like, I know there's going to be a bit of a battle between Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. You got all the money wrapped up in him, but Chuba's the guy that you kind of started to rely on a little bit late last year. But Raheem Blackshear is the interesting one to me, because you got some guys lower on in the depth chart, cost you a little bit money, less money to keep around. Raheem, I think, is potentially a kickoff return threat as well as a nice change of pace back. Gives you kind of a receiving threat if Sanders doesn't really break into that role, etc. What do you want to see out of the backfield? Because Zoe and I agree on very little about the Panthers right now, but one of the things we do is the run game identity has to be established to take care of BY. What are your thoughts on the three backs and what you want to see from the rest of the guys on the depth chart?
Yeah, for sure. I think Chuba Hubbard is going to, his season is going to be great. I think He's coming off of a great season last year. Chuba's going to be the guy, I think. Miles Sanders also is playing with a chip on his shoulder. I've seen him come out at camp. He's been yapping at the media. I think he feels a little bit disrespected. He did lose his job, but I do think he's going to fight back, and I think he's going to get some of that rotation. Blackshear, I think, shouldn't surprise anybody. He's been playing very well, especially in the return game. He's shown that in training camp as well. I do think today you're going to see a lot of Mike Boone. Mike Boone is getting a ton of reps at camp. You're going to see a lot of Jaden Sheridan, who is looking great at camp. One of the smaller school guys, got a really shifty, looks really good at camp as well. Probably going to end up being the practice squad guy. But the run game, absolutely, I 1,000% agree. We're going to lean heavily on that run game, and I'm excited for it. Chuba's playing well, Miles Sanders, Blackshear, and then hopefully we'll get Jonathan Brooks down the road. But he's another guy that I told you guys, it's going to take some time for him to get going, and it's likely going to be week four before we see him in action. And when he does come and play in the game, I think it will be limited. So it's going to be Jonathan Brooks in 2025 when you see that second-round pick starting to pay off, and I told you guys about that.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, every Thursday here on the Rob Brown Show. Listen, we're not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say a name for you to take a note on. Jalen Coker, watch my guy. All right, just watch my guy.
My guy.
Watch my guy.
Oh, yeah. My guy. Listen, Jalen Coker, watch out for him.
Rashad knows ball.
Yep.
He knows ball. Absolutely. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast.
I had Jalen Coker on my show. Oh, very, very good interview. Check it out. He's going to surprise some folks.
I agree. Find him on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure you go subscribe to the pod on their YouTube page, Panther Nation Podcast. Rashad, my guy, good to have you back, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Have fun, guys.
Rashad Beard here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Lonzo Reitzel here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.